Here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
How you doing?
All right, let's do it!
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, house to house, border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Let's start the podcast. Flash, Hollywood.
Welcome to another edition of Couple of Average Joes. Fucking shit.
Rewind.
Welcome to another edition of... It's like I've never done this before, man. It's first time. Welcome to another edition of Cool Biz.
Can you stop saying that?
Fucking damn, dude. Virgin.
How come I can do it on the first try, but you can't?
Welcome to another edition of Cool Biz.
Joe, just say fucking Joe Biz movie trivia. Come on.
Damn it. All right.
Welcome to another edition of Joe Biz movie trivia.
Welcome to another edition of Joe Biz Movie Trivia, sponsored by A Couple of Average Joes.
And Snacky S'mores.
Yes. This week we are talking about trivia from the wonderful film History of the World Part 1. A movie so good they announced a sequel before it even came out.
What do you want me to say to that?
Chime in when you have a moment.
I don't have any moments. My moments are taken up.
That's pathetic. Moving on.
Number 10.
No. This movie is directed by Mel Brooks.
You already said that.
No. Maybe. Number 10.
Number 10.
Director trademark. Mel Brooks, at the end of the film, a trailer is shown for History of the World Part 2. There has never been a movie called this. The Part 1 in the movie's title is a joke.
Jews in Space. Hitler on Ice.
Number 9. The film is responsible for popularizing the catchphrase, "It's good to be the king." The expression is repeatedly said by Mel Brooks during the French Revolution segment.
It's Count de Monet, not Count de Money.
Wonderful. Number 8.
Number 8.
When the court spokesman is whispering, "Remember thou art mortal," that actually happened. When a Roman general entered Rome after a successful campaign, he had a servant riding in his carriage with him, whispering that in his ear.
That's amazing. How would they know that?
Because they're mortal.
Number 7.
Number 7. John Hurt did this movie because he had just gotten through doing 2 seriously dramatic films and said that he wanted to have some fun and do a comedy. Hurt previously started in the title role in the Mel Brooks-produced The Elephant Man. Haha, funny! Number 6.
Number 6.
Mel Brooks came up with the name for this film because he was tired of people asking him what his next movie would be.
Apparently that's his version of saying, "Fuck you!"
Hadn't we already covered that? Number 5.
Number 5.
Mary Margaret Humes receives an introducing credit. Mr. Winchell?
Yes, Mr. Winchell?
What absolutely was the point of that number 5?
I don't know. I don't write these.
We need to get a new pugilist.
Apparently my voice changed too.
That's okay. Puberty happens for everyone.
I agree.
Number 4.
4.
The mispronounced name that the Count de Monet was mistakenly called was the Count de Money. This is the second Mel Brooks film in which Harvey Korman's character has to correct someone on the pronunciation.
Of his name.
The first one was in Blazing Saddles. Headley. Number 3.
Number 3.
The name of the white horse actually was Miracle.
Amazing. Astounding.
Miraculous.
Truly incredible.
Number 2.
Number 2.
Befitting this one, at the beginning of the French Revolution segment, the sign reads Rue de Merde, which is French for Shit Street.
All filmed on a Hollywood backlot, if you can imagine that.
Sounds like number 2. Number 1.
Number 1.
It's all come down to this. The average shot length was 6 seconds long. Medium shot length was 5.7 seconds.
I have no idea what that means.
I have no fucking clue what that means. Where's the censor when you need him?
This is a podcast, remember?
What's a podcast?
We're not live.
We're dead?
I didn't say alive. We're not live. We're not broadcasting.
You know what else is dead? This show.
Paul is dead, too.
So, for Joe Biz Movie Trivia, I have to say, fuck you all. Good night, and good luck.
good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
Please share the podcast. The more people that listen, the better off we are. Thanks again.
For more great podcasts and my movie reviews, don't forget to visit www.acoupleofaverageshows.com.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.